time, folks!
So this is the thanks I get for working overtime.
Overtime!
I still think, oh, think I got a little situation. So listen to me, sister, listen, maybe you can help. I think I give a lot of fathers my consideration, but not for me, it always seems to be for someone else. A lot of people always seem to just be on vacation. What they won't get from it, I don't get anything at all. I'm like a trash can holding all the information.
It is Wednesday, my dudes, and welcome in to the fan-run studios of Fox Sports Knoxville. Overtime clocking in after 6 o'clock here on your hump day. We are with you up until 8 o'clock this evening. I'm Tanner Carson. I've got Tucker Holt up on the ones and twos. And, I have someone to my left. I actually have someone to my left. I have a co-host. We have three people doing the show for what feels like the first time in over a year. If you've listened to this show before, you've probably seen the beautiful face of AJ Cook. He is one of our, of course, one of our longtime digital contributors. He is. He gets called up from the bullpen every now and then to do a little bit of overtime, and he's coming in here today to do today's show with us. AJ, what's up, man?
That's quite the intro.
It's almost been like there's been a pandemic since the last time I saw you.
Yeah, that's right. Last time I was on, we were talking about how to keep it from getting to you, and I remember saying that bleach is a good way to clean your throat, and you said don't say that, and that was the last time I got
I remember that.
Here. Yeah, that's funny. We've been talking about bleach, and then there's been UV light, and you were kind of like predicting the future there.
Hey, that's what I do, man. That's all I know. I just figured that was the reason why I wasn't allowed to come back, but here we are.
I mean, hit
the bottom of the barrel, finally.
We've had other people like still stay on the air after stuff they said over about the virus and everything. I mean, we had before when John Tyler was still here before he came down with the Rona, he was accusing Hayden Wallen of hating Asian people.
Oh,
because he said he was avoiding some Asian people on campus or something like. I don't think he literally said that,
right?
But he said if I see an Asian person wearing a mask, I'm staying away from him.
Okay, that's
Hayden a bit did much. Say, Hayden, that's a bit much.
Hayden did say something like that a few months ago. Maybe John Tyler did have a point. Maybe he did have a point and called him out for that. But yeah, much changed everything. But AJ, we got a chance to catch up a little bit before we came on air here because you were almost late, but you did make it on time.
That's right.
So it's okay. So we
didn't
have a lot of time to like really chat and catch up. But you've still been working and everything, which is great.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, still been working.
Busy. You have been still working on website stuff as well. And it's been a great time for our website, too. We've gotten all these new writers and everything. We're hitting that content all the time. I wrote a song, Wow, I wish I could write a song. I wrote an article talking about the best and worst songs of Tennessee and in that Kenny Chesney.
Yeah. No one likes Kenny Chesney anyway, I don't think.
Not really.
No.
No one. Okay. Let's make sure. Nobody in this room, at least.
Yeah.
Probably some frat boys out there.
Well, we're the only people that matter anyway, so.
Right now, yes, we are.
That's right.
Right now,
that's
absolutely
true.
We are.
That's right.
I mean, we are on the best show in Knoxville from the 6 to 8 time slot.
Without a doubt.
Correct.
Absolutely.
Without a doubt.
From specifically the 6 to 8 time slot, nothing compares in this market.
Absolutely nothing
compares. So we're in here, man. It's like, even though it's in the middle of May and in a typical year, of course, we'd be starting to get around like the slow time here. I mean, of course, there'd be usually NBA playoffs.
NHL,
going on right
yeah.
Now. There'd
yeah.
be baseball that's in full swing. But think about this, guys. How much do we really talk about that when that's going on, like in depth? I think the most we talk about the NBA is when the finals are on.
Yeah, pretty much. And I know you're not a big baseball guy either, are you?
I'm a Brave supporter, but okay. Yeah. I've said many times I'm not going to sit down and watch all 162 games. I'm not going to do something like that.
Yeah.
So I'm not the biggest baseball
not
fan.
Not alone.
But, you know, and it's taken something like this to get us to really want it,
yeah.
All the stuff to come back. So, you know, how times change and everything right now. But regardless of what's going on in the world right now, Oh, it's a banner day. It's a banner day here on Rocky Top because last night, oh, we were delivered some amazing news. Welcome to Rocky Top, Dougs. Coach Dougs, Gus Dougerton, chooses the Vols over an offer from Georgia. Take that, UGA. You take that and you like it.
That's right. Vols just keep winning, dude.
It's really good seeing mad Georgia fans even in the comments of something in a video game. They were mad. I saw a bunch of them. Like, you really just wasted an opportunity to coach for one of the best. Like, people were really mad.
So it's funny you say that. I didn't know who Gus Dougerton was or what the hell was going on when all that hit. And then I saw other fans mad about it. I was like, I can get on board with this. I'm all right with it. So I was pissing somebody off. Yeah, why not?
To break the kayfabe here, to use the wrestling term, to talk about the real lot for a second, in case you might still be confused because, oh, buddy, as I found out firsthand, a lot of people really confused about this. I can't blame people for being confused. Here's one thing. It's one thing, right, to be confused over this because this is something that requires some context.
Okay,
but yeah. It's one thing to be confused and pissed over it.
Yeah,
okay. I can deal with some pissed off boomers on Facebook, man.
I mean, we live in a world where if you don't understand something, it's okay to be mad about it anyway. It's the world we live in, man.
Not just mad, I mean just like furious over stuff. Oh, we're going to get into some of the comments about this in a little bit here.
I can't wait.
But to talk about the real stuff, so of course, Gus Dougerton, since this pandemic's been going on, Big Cat, a.k.a. Dan Katz, Barstool in the Part of My Take podcast. A lot of people love Big Cat. I'm a Big Cat fan as well. I'm a Part of My Take fan.
You're a big cat?
Big cat fan.
Big cat fan?
I'm a large Big Cat fan.
Okay. Oh, okay. You're not that. Absolutely. You're a little guy.
Yeah. I'm a large in, you know, my fandom.
Okay.
That's why I'm right. Not literally.
Right.
I know my stature. Okay. You're not breaking any news to
okay,
me.
Okay. I'm sorry. You don't shout.
I'm okay. I'm not shouting. Who's shouting here? Who's yelling? Who's mad right here? But seriously, though, so Big Cat, and this is what, was it last month this all started? Because it feels like this has gone on really quickly. This has progressed so quickly.
It's been a while because for the first, he first did it at Buffalo, and he did not know how to stream. So he was just tweeting out pictures of, like, after the game and stuff like that. So this has been going on maybe 2 months.
We had to teach Big Cat how to use the internet.
Yeah.
What's he streaming on?
Twitch.
Yeah.
Okay. It's the whole PM, the Part of My Take Twitch. So they play, like, Warzone, a whole bunch of
I've seen
stuff.
The ping pong videos.
Very good.
Yeah, those are funny.
That's been fantastic stuff. So, okay, so I guess this was, like, what, late March when this probably started?
Yeah.
Because Big Cat, with the rest of those Barstool people, they're up. Most of them are up there in New York City.
Yes.
So they're under, like, the strict lockdown.
Yeah, they can't leave.
Do a whole lot of anything, basically. So to basically entertain himself and to also give some content, Big Cat purchases an Xbox 360, purchases a copy of NCAA 14. Of course, you got to buy the older consoles to play NCAA 14.
It's probably like $150, too, wasn't it?
Probably something like that.
I secured one for, like, $50 a little while back, like a month ago.
It's a good find.
It was a good find, yeah.
Very good. So he tweeted out that picture of his creative coach, Gus Dougerton. Gus Dougerton is the most hilarious-looking creative coach I've ever seen. It's pretty much Mark Mangino's brother, the old Kansas head coach.
Oh, yeah?
He's got the mustache. He's a pretty big dude. I'd say at least 450.
Mm.
Probably around there, something like that. Big old dude. And people liked the first picture of it because this guy looked hilarious. And then, of course, he just kept going. He finally learned how to stream on Twitch. Goes from offensive coordinator at Toledo to offensive coordinator at Florida State, offensive coordinator at USC. And this is all in like one season. He's spending one in-game season at each of these schools. Then he gets hired as the head coach at Texas Tech.
Mm-hmm.
Big Cat finally decides he wants to play defense on the game a little bit.
Okay.
Instead of just offense.
He pretty much just plays third downs, by the way. He'll sim till third down on defense.
And that's perfect, him coming here. We can bring back third down for what?
Facts.
Bring it back here, Coach Dougs. So, to get back to the real life aspect of this, once he got to Texas Tech, this is when it really started to take off, I think. Because you had Texas Tech's official school and football accounts on Twitter tweet about this like it was a real coach. It got to the point to where he coached the Cotton Bowl last night against Texas A&M. Not only was Texas Tech's account tweeting about it, but so was Texas A&M and the Cotton Bowl's official Twitter account. The Cotton Bowl's Twitter account changed their header to have Coach Ducks. The cartoon drawing version of Coach Ducks.
With a graphic of the two teams playing. Like it was the real thing.
Now, for those listening who still don't get it, it might sound like the dumbest thing ever. Here's the thing. It is.
I started saying we need sports back so bad, man.
This thing is stupid. It's very dumb. But it's like we're all in on the joke, right? Because we're treating it like it's real.
I mean, I absolutely love it. Like,
it's a funny thing.
He was one game away from winning the national title at Florida State and threw like six picks and lost. And it was the
best.
Big
Cat's not good.
And he gets bullied in the chat. No. He'll throw a pick, and the entire chat fills up with Fs. Just, it's great.
The chat filled up with Fs when he picked Tennessee. Losers.
People sleeping on
it. Absolute losers. That's fine. That's perfect. I don't think there's a better place he could have chose to go to virtually to coach.
Yeah, he got so many more people to watch his stream. He plays at 9:00 tonight. Yeah. I guarantee the number doubles.
When he made his decision, picking Tennessee over Georgia in the coaching carousel in NCAA 14, there were over 70,000 people watching it at that moment. 70,000 people!
He's been the number one Twitch stream for, like, weeks.
This is a guy who didn't even know how to use Twitch.
No!
Did you notice last night, were you watching the whole game, like, in the first quarter, actually, he started lagging bad. He had to, like, pause the game and, like, fix his internet.
Oh, my gosh.
He had to tell his dog Stella to stop barking. Like, it was a complete disaster. But, yeah, so Big Cat, controlling coach Gus Dugerton, has chosen to come to Tennessee. You know, I know what you might be thinking. It's like, well, he's been all these other coaching stops only 1 year. Is he going to Kiffin us? Big Cat's already said he's going to stay at least 2 years unless his alma mater, Wisconsin, gives him a job offer.
Mm.
Sounds like Kiffin, though, doesn't it? It's like, unless USC...
Kiffin even tweeted. Did you see the Kiffin tweet?
Kiffin. That's perfect.
It was a good tweet.
It's absolutely perfect. Yeah, Kiffin said, yeah, don't leave after one season. They don't take too kindly to that.
I still hate that dude.
I don't. I've let it go.
I have too, and maybe I shouldn't let it go because, let's be honest, he did probably play a decent-sized role.
Oh, no, he played a huge role.
In our downfall.
But he's really good at tweeting.
Listen, I blame Mike Hill.
Did you hear what you just said out loud? Did you hear what you just said out loud?
Yeah.
How old are you?
Old enough.
No.
He's just a little bit younger. What, you're 21, 22?
Yeah, I was fully aware of what happened.
And I was, too.
I was, you know, conscious.
I blame Mike Hamilton more for that. Mike Hamilton should have known.
Yeah.
He should have known he could have left for USC.
I mean, Lane Kiffin, even, did he not say at the beginning, hey, just so you know, UFC offers me the
sure
head coaching
he
job, I'm gone.
I'm sure he might have talked to him about that. Like, I all mean, the... We would have had some other...
And that makes it okay.
Makes him, I mean, honest. He
Mike
did.
Hamilton hired him.
Yeah.
You're supposed to vet him.
I'm not. We're not. We're not having the Kiffin talk right now, y'all. I can't.
Yeah,
I can't.
This talk has happened a lot.
I'm too sober. I'm tired. I can't.
My point is, I'm over it.
Get me back to Gus Dugerton before I flip my lid here.
Water. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you. I will do exactly what you tell me to. You okay? You gonna spit out your water?
He's mad.
I'm gonna cause a death here. Live on air. That's funny. Okay. So yes, Coach Duggs announces his decision, and sure enough. I mean, if there's a fan base to go all in on this thing and treat this seriously, it's going to be us.
Very true.
It's a perfect marriage. Immediately, Tennessee football tweets out the graphic that I'm sure everyone has seen right now with the cartoon drawing of Doug's just sweating his ass off through his polo. And then the funniest thing, the Photoshop picture of Doug's on Pruitt at the press conference with the jersey that said Doug's.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Because the one dude we haven't mentioned, and we talked about this guy yesterday too, Tucker, the cosplayer.
Yes.
The real-life dude who looks just like Ducks. He already had, like, Tennessee stuff sent to him. Was this planned in advance?
It could have been. It could have been a work.
Because there are rumors out there, and I'm not going to name names, and I know I'm doing dangerous stuff when I talk about rumors I saw on a message board.
Uh-oh.
This is supposed to be a dude somewhat connected. Apparently, this is just a recruiting thing for us. We might be in on it.
It's a great idea.
We've already sent Big Cat Tennessee stuff to wear during streams.
It's a fantastic idea.
Oh, it's so dumb. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful
it's
thing.
Genius.
There's no sports going on. It's perfect. It's perfect timing.
That's
couldn't
just
be
the
more
other
perfect.
Thing. Think about, you know, older fans who might have wondered when we went to the smoky gray jerseys. Why the hell are we doing that? It's stupid, but it helps in recruiting. Why does any team do any of the silly gimmicky crap they do?
Recruiting.
It's all about recruiting.
100%.
Because you might not understand it. It doesn't matter if you don't understand. The point is that the kids understand it.
And this, as dumb as it is, makes it further proves our brand. That we're out there in the national spotlight, even if the national spotlight right now was a Twitch stream, no matter what, you're seeing Tennessee
of a 7-year-old video game.
Yeah. I mean, the droves of people, they're going to see how many people are watching a guy play a video game just because it's UT, and then think, wow, if I go to school there, all those people will be watching me.
I mean, we have gone in on this thing right here. We had the breaking news piece on our website last night. Our own Hayden Wallen had an in-depth, almost like 800-word look at Coach Dugerton.
We need sports back, man.
Well, we don't have them right now, AJ.
This counts as a sport, though, right? That's what I'm telling myself.
I mean, we're going to tweet about this thing like it's a game. I'm down. I'm gonna go all in on this thing at 9 o'clock tonight.
So
you hear me, UCLA? Your ass is mine.
Two questions.
I'll be there.
Hashtag Bruins tailgate.
Two questions. One, yes. Was the rumor on the message board that Big Cat chose Tennessee for recruiting purposes, or Tennessee was sending him Tennessee stuff?
The rumor wasn't exactly that, but yes, we are sending him stuff, apparently.
That, I believe, is I'm all in. That's a recruiting tool. I agree. Absolutely. 100%. But if Big Cat chose Tennessee because he wants Tennessee to succeed on the recruiting trail, you kind of lose me there. I don't know if that actually happened.
I don't think it is either. Okay.
Right. I believe we just made a deal with them or something like that. We were like, listen, if you pick Tennessee, think of all the people that will be watching your stream. Think of all the money you'll make from – number one, look at the shirt they've made. Every Tennessee fan will buy that shirt. I'm probably going to buy that shirt.
I'm not going to buy that shirt.
It's a pretty cool shirt.
Because I feel like if I spent the $30 on that, Big Cat's going to suck this season. It's going to be terrible.
Would you see Pruitt tweeted about it? Finally?
I did see that.
Pruitt didn't tweet about that.
His intern did. Yes.
I don't think Pruitt's ever actually sent a tweet from his own account.
No.
I'm almost 100% positive.
Didn't a while back he say, you control my own Twitter or something like that, and everybody was like, no, you don't.
No, you don't. No one believes
that. No,
you
do
not.
No one absolutely believes
that. Second question. Whatever happened to – you remember last summer we did like – I think – it was, what did you call it? You call it like the top four, like Mount Rushmore type stuff?
We do Mount Rushmore every summer, yes.
Can we do one today? Can we do one top sports video games of all time?
No, we can't do that today. Damn it. I mean, maybe we can.
I loved Mount Rushmore, man. That was fun.
Maybe we can, but I mean, I'll have to scramble in the middle of the show.
No. Just proposing content. My bad.
I wish you would have told me before the show.
Hey, I mean, I can it's on the fly,
in.
Dude. I don't know.
I can pencil you into my schedule, AJ.
No, don't do me any favors.
You're here for the first time since the world ended.
Don't do me any favors.
You're trying to order us around here.
I'm not picking a side, but I could easily come up with Mount Rushmore of that.
Bang. Oh, I got it already. Yeah, we're ready.
I mean, I can too, but it's
if
just,
we find
it's
space
just all
for
the AJ in here trying to like be the station programmer.
Whoa.
it's a respect thing.
Okay. I'll remember this day.
Here's the thing. You can ask me, can we please do a Mount Rushmore day?
Can we please, Uncle Tanner?
No. I'm Mama Goose.
Mama Goose, that's right.
Now say that again.
Can we please, Mama Goose, please?
Sure.
Yes!
Can you do your mama?
Mama.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I've been waiting to hear that so long here. We are all in on Dougs, though. Game one of the 2017 season is tonight, 9 o'clock. Well, first he's going to start doing recruiting. We'll see how Coach Duck recruits.
I mean, it's the easiest school in the country to recruit to, I would say.
I will say he has not tried at all to recruit so far in his career because he has said he's only staying 1 year, so why would he recruit?
Well, do you remember the recruiting mechanic for that game?
Yeah.
Oh, so bad.
I hated doing the recruiting on
that
game.
It was not fun doing that.
Absolutely hated doing that. It's like go show you're interested in the number 49 center in America. No.
Yeah, find out if he likes the distance from home trait as it relates to your school. Nah. No thanks. No thanks.
John Reed brought back his shirtless videos last night.
That got me
I hyped. Think that's the biggest W so far in all of this.
It got me so excited.
We have not seen shirtless John Reed since 2017, I do believe 2017 was the last time he did.
It was like preseason 2017.
So John Reed drives from his house, which it's not a far drive for him to the stadium, but he drove at night just all the way down to the stadium, takes off his shirt and starts yelling in front of the General Nealon statue.
It was beautiful.
I'm all for
it. It was everything that this fan base needed.
Now, if Big Cat would have chosen to take Ducks to Georgia, would there be a Georgia's version of John Reed?
No.
Taking his shirt off and, I don't know, going to the Ugga graveyard where they buried their damn dead dog mascots?
No. Because they don't care that's like a thing, we do. Right?
I know it's a thing. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've seen the pictures.
Coach Ducks, I'm standing in front of the Ugga graveyard. If you let us down and choke in the college football playoff, your ass will be buried here.
Oh, God.
Would have said something like that, probably.
Probably.
Coach Ducks, though. I'm fired up, man. I got fired up last night. I'm not going to lie.
He's getting his first natty this season.
I did see a picture floating around of his face on, what's the rabbit, Big Chungus? That was a funny one.
Oh, Big Chungus! I mean, let's just say, since we're doing some role-play video game thing here, let's just say his offensive coordinator is Jim Chaney.
I mean, they're twins.
Imagine those two. Have you ever seen an old picture of like the two very obese like twin wrestlers riding on the little mopeds?
No.
No.
Look like circus bears or something?
Oh.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to have to like tell people who are listening.
Yes, sir. This is good radio. Yeah.
What their names are. This is a thing. This is an actual thing.
That's two hefty boys.
It's two hefty boys.
Two
on
little
these
motorcycles.
The McCrary twins. Billy and Benny McCrary. They were also wrestlers.
They look like wrestlers.
So for those listening, Google the McCrary twins. McCrary. And you'll see what I'm talking about. That's Ducks and Chaney.
So who's his defensive coordinator? Do we know?
Role play. Let's just say, well, oh, no.
It was in 2017.
Well, no, we're going to do some fantasy thing.
Oh, okay.
Forget that. Forget who.
Well, he's bringing his own staff, probably.
Oh, you're probably right.
Get the chief out of retirement.
Yeah.
Remy Chavis.
What is he doing?
I don't think anything right now.
I miss that beautiful facial hair.
Because I lost track of the different jobs he had.
He was at LSU for a while, then he was at Arkansas. I think Arkansas
was his last job.
Yeah.
He was last at Arkansas. I think people just got tired of the Mustang package, honestly.
Yeah.
Well, under Chad Morris, he was basically doing the Mustang package every down.
That was a disaster.
Talk about a fall from grace. I love Chief. He's one of the greatest VFLs ever, but kind of a bit of a downward trajectory for his career.
Yeah, they can't all be winners.
Let's hit this first break here. We're going to talk more Coach Ducks when we come back. I want to let everyone in on what I've been dealing with on the Ball for Life Facebook page, okay? Because I consider posting there, because I post all of our articles there. It's a good place to get some views because there's a lot of people in that group. I texted our own Billy Wilford last night. I said, Billy, should I post this in there and see what happens? He said, yes, go for it. So Billy gave me the encouragement. I posted the link, and then, when we come back after this break, you'll see what ensued, these comments here. Let me just tell you, hashtag Vol Facebook. That's all I'm going to say, hashtag Vol Facebook. We're going to hit the first break of overtime here. Be back with more after this. You are listening to Fan Run Radio. I don't want to go back to the Kiffin well and everything because I know we're about to move on to the Doug's comments. I did get a AJ. Someone tweeted me about you.
Oh, God.
Moondog tweets at me and says, I would meet Lane Kiffin at the airport and carry his bags to my truck and drive him home. My home, if he needed a place to stay for a few days. The ADs, Butch and Dooley, were solely responsible for the downfall. Your co-host needs to recognize.
Ooh!
I have in my mind like a handful of people who that could be tweeting at me, but I'm not going to say their names.
Oh, you think they have like a burner?
I don't know. This is like a brand new account.
Oh,
it's tweeting me a lot. I feel like it's some. I feel like I know who it is.
It's me.
No, it's not you.
What'd you do if I was just sitting over here tweeting
it's
at
not
you mid-show?
It's absolutely not you. But yeah, what do you think about that, AJ?
It's just people carrying water for this. Like, he's not even.
He wants to let Lane Kiffin.
I don't want to go down this road, man. You're just going to get me fired up. He's not even that good of a coach.
You need to recognize that.
He's a pretty good offensive coordinator.
You need to recognize that, AJ.
At Alabama.
It was pretty good.
His offense has got worse the longer he was there. Did you know that?
He's pretty good. He's a pretty cool coach. I like his personality.
Yeah, he's a cool guy. Yeah. Sick.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
He's Joey F. Freshwater, AJ. Recognize.
Oh, he can't even hold down a marriage. Oh.
That was me.
Right at the knees.
I mean, you didn't lie there, though.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
The funniest, have y'all remembered the Tosh.0 sketch? Kiffin's Crimson Corner, all with K's, instead of just KKK.
Yeah.
Is just Tosh because he looks like Kiffin.
That was quality.
Just sitting there.
He looks a lot like Kiffin.
You know
Kiffin.
Why Tosh hates Kiffin, right?
I didn't know Tosh hated Kiffin.
He hates him because he went to Alabama to coach under Nick Saban, who Nick Saban left the Dolphins, who Tosh is a big fan of the Dolphins.
Saban didn't do that well at the Dolphins.
Well, the point this is he left about 2 years okay. and stuff.
Fair enough.
It was such a funny segment. But anyway, I digress. Like you said, not going down the Kiffin rabbit hole.
Thank you.
So, does everyone, are you both like on my Twitter to read some of these? I'm going to go in the group. I want to read some of these, some of like the new ones I've seen here.
Yes, I have your Twitter pulled up.
My God, I posted our Coach Duggerton breaking news article last night just to see what would happen. I was not shocked at all. Some people, you had a handful of poor souls who actually thought Jeremy Pruitt was fired. And we replaced him with some fat dude named Gus Duggerton. B, you had the people who got the joke and thought it was funny. Which I'd say it's the majority of people. But you had a lot of others on there comment how just mad they were, how stupid this was. It was so fun. I had so much fun last night.
It was great.
I'm still having fun. Because Davey Hudson, Davey loves having fun with that group too. He has posted a bunch of stuff in there as well about Coach Duggs. So is everyone ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, Tucker, do you have the music?
I have the music.
Let's hit that music and go to Fall for Life. All right, turn it down just a little bit. We'll keep that in the background. I post this news. I want to go through some of the more recent comments. I'm not going to name anyone. Keep in mind, don't give their names. We want to protect privacy here. It is a private group. Here we go. Let's see. I want to get the more recent stuff here. Ah, here we go. What fake news? Not funny. Joe Exotic for Waterboy.
Nah, you're yanking my chain. Yeah?
Tucker?
The same people who commented on this social media post.
Social media
in quotations.
Yeah, quotations, yeah.
Are the same people who share other Facebook posts thinking they are true. Instead, they are Russian bots or others who share fake news or stories to entice hate, confusion, and discontent. Sad and laughable, SMH. They got heated. That person was very
did that
heated.
Song stop? I thought that was the full version.
Brought it back.
Just play it one more time. If we have to just keep playing it, I will.
I got too into my reading. I didn't even notice.
That's fine. No. Okay. Next up here. Coach Pruitt's the man. He started with nothing but is building a dynasty. Go Big Orange. What?
I don't know.
What does that have to do with anything? This is stupid.
What happens to Pruitt? He ain't head coach.
This dude who posted this is stupid, by the way. I go in the profile. He's actually left the group. I think he left the group.
Oh, you ran him off. Way to go.
Probably. Blocked. I only like reading real news. I'm a true fan. This is a BS read.
Blocking for being an idiot. That was a good one.
Find something constructive to do and put your cell phone down. Give us a break.
Let's see. About as real as a political post.
The source was CNN. Speaking of.
Next up here. This is just stupid. Jealous anyone? Now begins all the jealousy from other teams because we are all killing it in recruiting. Let's go get them this year. Coach Pruitt GBO. And Pruitt GBO is one word with the orange emoji.
Pruitt GBO.
That one may be my favorite.
Oh, the one I just
tweeted. The one you just tweeted.
Why don't you just read that, AJ?
How do I block the idio... pound pound dot dot dot. I mean, people posting the stupid pound STUPI pound. He just censors stupid.
I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
He or she, not here to assume. I mean, not entertaining Gus for head coach posts. this is wasting too many people's time looking for recommendations, and right below it says no recommendations. What a legend, dude.
He said he was looking for recommendations.
I don't know, man.
All right, next up for me here. Why post stupid? Why post stupid with 5 exclamation points? Yeah. Tucker?
That's
My well has ran dry.
Okay.
Keep going.
I'll just keep going. I'm actually reading through
just,
the comments.
Just keep
now.
Going.
Everyone else has screenshots. Let's see. What is this crap? Did you already read the one that said find something constructive to do and put your cell phone down?
That was me.
Somebody
okay,
did.
Okay,
yeah.
I thought you did. Coach Pruitt is our head coach. This person also left the group.
What? Wow.
It's just Facebook's just such a cesspool for stupidity.
They get really mad.
And it's just, this doubles down on it.
Someone stupid has too much time on their hands.
Yes.
Well, we all have
you are
much
correct.
Time on our
yeah,
hands.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
Here's one from 39 minutes ago. This is bull bleep. Pruitt.
Mm-mm.
Pruitt Ant. Going nowhere. A-N-T. G-O-I-N. Nowhere. Ant going nowhere.
Oh, my goodness. Some people,
is
man.
Is there more I've missed?
Probably.
I got into it one down there just because I was just being just sarcastic as hell back to him. I want to find my interaction with him. The very first comment when I posted it, by the way, what happened to Coach Pruitt? I thought he was the head football coach.
Well,
he still is, yeah. But we have a new one too.
That's right. We got two of them. Twins.
And that's fine.
That's right.
Let's see here. The first few people who responded to it, they got the joke. There's one dude who posted the GIF of when Saddam was captured. Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
That's a good one.
So good. And some people were just confused, but they realized it was a joke. I'm trying to find, like, here's one. Who gives a rat's ass?
Ah. Huh? Yes.
There you go.
Plenty of people.
Everybody has to know that you don't care about something.
Yes.
Got it.
Oh, here's the dude I got into it with. Just stupid that someone would share this. I tweeted a screenshot back at him of the official football account in on the joke.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, you evolved for life, buddy? You evolved for life? You think it's stupid?
So you think our football team is stupid, sir?
You think our football team's stupid? You think Coach Pruitt's stupid, buddy?
Please leave.
You ain't no evolved for life. You ain't no damn evolved for life.
Get out.
So I sent that to him. He replied, glad you're entertained by something that means exactly zero. Nobody cares about what some dude did on his video game. And I said, actually, thousands of people plus the official UT Twitter account do. Not very involved for life of you.
Again, why do you like feel the need to flex that you don't care about something?
He replied again, okay. LOL, what about some dude playing a video game that 6 years old have to do with the balls? Because a bored college kid running the UT account shared it, I have to jump on board. This has exactly zero, all caps, to do with being a fall for life. For those of you who think it does, great. Prob been in y'all's house is too long.
Wow. You're
probably not wrong.
There. I mean, we have.
Yeah, it's you're trying to flatten
the
curve.
Why are you so mad,
dude? Yeah,
why are you mad?
Why do you have to be mad?
I said, you can choose to ignore it. I said, you can choose to ignore it, Bob. Bob isn't his real name.
But Bob makes it better. Bob?
Yeah, that he might have been like the most mad guy out of all of this. He was like, this is so awful. Like, why are you posting this? Did you see the ones that said, looking for attention? It's a video game. And it's just... Oh, this one here. What happens to Pruitt? He ant head coach.
He ant head coach. That's hell, here we go.
Oh, what we got? Is that what we got?
We got Moondog on the line.
Oh, we do have Moondog.
Yeah.
Okay. So, oh, do we need to give AJ some headphones?
No, you need to mute my mic.
There's some laying right there.
Come on, AJ, plug those in. Give him a second here.
We're gonna take a break so Moondog has some more
time
to talk.
We'll go ahead and do that. We are up against it, Moondog. Hang right there.
We'll give you some time, buddy.
Everyone, Vol Facebook needs some help. Vol Facebook needs some real help. I wish I could have cameras following some of these individuals throughout the day as they try to understand Gus Duggerton. I really want to see how they tried to wrap their head around this. Because it would have been great entertainment. You know what else would have been entertaining? If I would have saw Coach Pruitt's face as soon as What is that?
He's doing what?
Gus.
Someone just comes up and, hey, Coach, hey, we're going to tweet something out that may make you mad, but let me explain it first. And he's like, okay.
Well, I think that's, can it help us in recruiting? Can it help us with them high school kids?
Then I guess that's all right with me.
Hit a break, get to the phones, and we come back to wrap up hour number one of overtime. Stick with us here, Fan Run Radio. Alrighty, we are back here for the final segment of hour number one of overtime here. I love how so far in this first hour we've barely talked about anything that's actually real.
And yeah, I love it.
There's some good stuff we're going to get to here soon. A big ruling in the NCAA today about allowing players to come back to facilities for some voluntary workouts as soon as next month. Whole lot going on. NBA is trying to make more concrete plans about when to return. Looks like they might be going to Disney World, guys. Going to Disney World!
Woo!
Woo! As in, like, the whole NBA, or at least the whole NBA playoffs might be.
That'd be pretty cool.
It looks like they're favoring Orlando over Vegas. Interestingly enough, where would you rather stay and play basketball? Vegas or Orlando?
Vegas. The hotels are much better.
100%.
But here's the thing. It's not like you can actually do anything in Vegas. I don't think their casinos will be open.
Well, no, but I believe the amenities in the hotel will be better. You'll stay at a more classy hotel in Vegas.
I don't know, man. Have you seen some of like the really expensive resorts and hotels around Disney?
I have not.
They're pretty out there.
Okay, then maybe I'm wrong.
All right. So let's go over to these phones here. AJ, I don't know if this is going to be for me or you. Maybe for you, since you talked
about it.
Probably
going to be for me, yeah.
We have Moondog, who is on the line right now. Moondog, welcome into overtime.
Thank you, gentlemen. Tanner, when I heard you say you thought it might be a burner or you thought you knew who it was, I figured I might as well go ahead and make a call. I'll be calling the drive tomorrow. I just want to let you know that I've picked a target on the drive to I'm kind of going to be his nemesis. I'm going to be the sting to his Hulk Hogan, if you will. That guy is Phil. So, Phil, if you're listening, I'm putting you on notice.
We got Moondog calling in here taking some shots at the mayor of South Knoxville. Whoa!
Phil, I can't hold up a sign on the radio that says Moondog wants Phil, kind of like Sting wants Hogan. But I'm pointing the finger right now. You're my first target. I'll be on the drive tomorrow. So, as far as the whole Kiffin thing goes, I don't like the way he left. But I don't think you can blame him with the downfall of the program because, as you already pointed out, he said if USC ever came available, he would be gone. If we had had an athletic director at the time, who was capable, there would have been another head coach that would have maintained the program, hired quickly. So I don't think you can blame that on Kiffin. Kiffin made Jonathan Crompton look like an NFL quarterback. I mean, you know, you can't blame the downfall of the program on Kiffin. When you look at it, you turn it over to Derek Dooley and then you turn it over to Bosh Jones. I don't see how you're saying the downfall of the program will be on Kiffin. Where does that come from?
Go ahead, AJ.
So let me reframe what you just said. If Kiffin doesn't leave, we don't even need to worry about Dooley. We don't even need to worry about Butch. Now, I would agree it is fair to say he is not exclusively at fault. I think that he is probably what? At least 50-60% responsible. Is that fair? Because I mean,
you
I,
don't
I mean, Mike Hamilton, he screwed up so much. I mean, while he was here.
I think Hamilton has always been number one on my crap list when it comes to who would I say is the most responsible. There's a hell of a lot of people responsible. Jimmy Cheat doesn't get left off the hook here. I don't think that the Haslams don't get let off the hook here either.
Yeah. You should have had a better follow-up to Kiffin than Derek Dooley. That's just the way I look at it. And I mean, people are going to get mad at me for saying this. Jeremy Pruitt, he's building his resume, guys. You don't think if a bigger name school, you don't think if they come along, you don't think Pruitt's going to take that stepping stone and go to a bigger school? Say, what if Georgia comes available? What if Alabama comes available? What if Saban retires and Dabo goes home to Alabama? Who's going to Clemson? So all these coaches, they're wanting their top job. Do you think Pruitt, do you think he's going to be so loyal to Tennessee that if Clemson or Alabama comes available, Florida State, Georgia, you don't think he's going to look across the street?
Well, Florida State's been available since he's been here.
He'd probably leave
for Alabama just because he's a Bama boy. I don't know about Georgia or Clemson.
I think he burned his bridges at Georgia. There's all the stories about, you know, how he just didn't get along with people down at Georgia. So
right.
I think the only job, you know, he would use this place as a stepping stone would be for Alabama because, let's face it, I mean,
he's a Bama boy.
The dude's a Bammer at heart. Here's the thing, though. This has been something that's been discussed since I think we hired him, too. If he was so sought after, he would be tagged as the successor to Nick Saban, one of the greatest coaches in the history of college football. Here's the bright side of that, though. Wouldn't that mean that he's done a pretty damn good job here?
Yeah.
Yes. Exactly. But I don't think Saban's ego is going to let anybody. He's not going to let anybody be named successor to his job. He's not going to sit there and think, Saban's ego is not. They're not going to name a successor. And the only monkey wrench to that is, what if Dabo goes to Alabama? Are you telling me that if Clemson comes calling, Jeremy Pruitt ain't going to leave to go to Clemson?
I think that's the same type of thing, though, right? If you have Clemson trying to keep being an elite program, that means they would want an elite coach, and they thought Jerry Pruitt was an elite coach. That's good. I've been with you in the past, though, Moondog, about if Dabo left anywhere, it would be to go back to Alabama where he played football under Gene Stallings. But have you – I mean, you know the amount of money. Like, Clemson is printing money. They're like the Fed right now, making sure they hold on to Dabo for life. So I think they're going to make it such a situation there that it'd be kind of – it wouldn't be as enticing for Dabo to leave because he already runs the entire ACC. Can you run the SEC from Alabama? Yeah, absolutely. Nick Saban's proven that, but it's going to be a hell of a lot tougher in the West, though.
It will be. One last thing, guys, because I know you're up against it. I want to get this out there. I've tweeted it earlier today. Everybody's talking about Harrison Bailey like he's the next Peyton Manning. If I'm one of those guys in that quarterback room at UT, just to be a smart aleck, if anybody comes to me and asks me a question, I'm just going to look at them like Marshawn Lynch and go, Harrison Bailey. Well, how do you feel about Harrison Bailey? Harrison Bailey. That's all you guys want to talk about is Harrison Bailey. Harrison Bailey's a high school kid, and I said it earlier. Brian Maurer still, I think, if he can stay healthy, I think you guys might want to wait on anointing Harrison Bailey to be the next Heisman Trophy winner. I think Brian Maurer still got a lot left to show on the field. And anyway, I just appreciate you guys taking my call and have a good evening.
Appreciate the phone call, Moondog. Thank you for calling in. Wow, that went a lot better than I thought it was
going
to be. Moondog, honestly, when I was thinking, like, Alter, I thought you were Alter as someone who we don't let call this station. That's all I wanted to say. I was very nervous, but great call, Moondog.
It was a great call.
Great call right there, man. Calling some more there.
Very clear points.
How long has Venables been at Clemson? Forever, but I would imagine if Clemson had to replace anybody, they'd probably look to one of Dabo's prodigies.
I don't know if Brent Venables wants to be a head coach.
Protégés.
Do you know how much he gets paid a lot to do a whole lot less?
But if Dabo up and leaves for Alabama, just say.
Does Venables want it, though?
That's a good question.
We talked about the Chief earlier. We talked about John Chaffetz. John Chaffetz has never been a head coach. That man made his entire career out of being a defensive coordinator. Some people just don't want to do it. I think the reason Chaffetz didn't want to do it, and this has been talked about before, he's a shy dude. He's a dude who has a lot of anxiety.
Chaffetz. Oh, okay.
Apparently, he hates talking to the media. Like, you think Nick Saban and Jeremy Pruitt and others hate talking to the media? Like, this dude has stage fright, apparently. It's not confirmed. I'm not going to confirm or deny it, but apparently that was the reason John Chaffetz was never a head coach. Venables has been at Clemson since 2012 as defensive coordinator. Venables has never been a head coach. He has been since he was a GA at Kansas State. He has been in the assistant coaching game since 1996. If you've been an assistant this long, I say the chances you want to be a head coach are kind of lower.
Yeah,
that doesn't
mean
it wouldn't happen. Sam Pittman was pretty much a career assistant until he took the Arkansas job.
Yeah, when you're a defensive coordinator for top 10 defenses for coming up on a decade and you choose to – I mean, I got to imagine he's either just completely out on being a head coach or he's only going to do it at, like, Clemson.
I do take it back. Sam Pittman had been a head coach before, but community college and high school.
Yeah. It counts.
But Venables has never been a head coach.
It's more head coaching jobs than Pruitt had before he got here.
That's a really good point. I want Pruitt to, before we start thinking about, oh, what if he left for Alabama or somewhere, let's make sure he could be on the level here that we would have to worry about that, right?
Very true.
This isn't like, remember when Michigan was thinking about hiring Butch Jones after his second season here?
Well, I didn't.
I thought that came out. I'm pretty sure it was like Jimmy Sexton produced.
Probably.
Yeah.
That was an agency thing, pure and simple. So I don't believe that. Let's let Pruitt continue to tear it up on the recruiting trail. Let's let him see if he can beat some of these big four coming up here. Oklahoma, Alabama, Georgia, Florida. Can he do that? And can he do it consistently? Because Butch Jones beat Florida. Butch Jones beat Georgia. Butch Jones destroyed ranked Big Ten teams in bowl games. What ended up happening, though? We paraded a trash can up and down the sidelines.
As we beat a second-rate ACC team.
Yeah.
Barely.
That we shouldn't have beat.
Right.
And then we saw what happened.
Yeah.
But now, guess what? Coach Duggs gets to give us some redemption for 2017. 9 o'clock. I'm going to be tuned in.
I might paint up for it. Just watch shirtless. Just painted completely orange.
That is weird. End of hour one. Hour two is coming up after this. If you would like to call in, our number is 865-546-8200, 546-8200. We're going to catch you on the other side for hour two.